Jesus told his disciples, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." It seems to me that we have often heard the words of Jesus as if he were making a speech or something. But do you think maybe his words in Matthew 5:4 were not just a speech, but more a sincere offer to do just exactly what he said? His words were not part of some speech to gain support, raise money, or gain a following. He was and is making an offer in that he's offering to help comfort us now if we will turn to him. Yes, if we would only turn to him and say, "Is that offer still good?" Or how about, "Lord, I'll take you up on that offer of comfort, 'cause I sure could use some about now." He is never too lofty to hear, and we are never too far out of plumb to call. From the beginning of the Bible to now, Christ appears throughout Scripture as the great counselor. He makes his offer of consolation to us again and again, from the first to the last book. Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Now pay attention here. Who's he talking to there? Right, he's talking to the church. When Jesus enters in with us, there is consolation and comfort for every weary soul, for our wounded and sad hearts. Within the word comfort is the idea of raising up the faithful by the Lord's strong right arm and divine support. There is hope.
There is hope. There is hope.
Jesus is our consolation, for the nails which pinned our Savior to the cross are significant to the grace connection of heaven and earth, and in that connection is comfort for those alone in the dark.
We don't have to weep in the dark any longer.
Seeing as how God's word for comfort is closely allied to his word for mercy, we can conclude that by his mercy, he extends us comfort and consolation. Through his covenant with us, there is something for us beyond our sad circumstances. The action of consolation and comfort grows new beginnings out of the ashes of burned-out lives. God's divine comfort breathes life, the rising springs of water of God's refreshing which he brings to us. When we allow Jesus to comfort us, our eyes can see God's supernatural, strong right arm, and his presence and support become evident. Did you hear all that? It is beyond the simple Merriam-Webster's dictionary blurb, which, once again, doesn't even begin to tell the story of what God has for us. Jesus is our comfort, and by his strong, supernatural right arm, he draws us near to himself and wipes the tears from those who weep.